It's episode 7, Truth or Dare. I dare you to unkiss Barbara, because I'm going to sparkle everywhere. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, welcome. Hi.
Hi, doll.
How are you?
Sparkly.
Sparkly?
Just sparkly all over the place.
You look beaming. Did you get kissed by a girl tonight?
No, I got blessed with Beyonce today.
Ooh, but... I like it. I like it.
Yeah, so that's what it is, actually, to be truthfully honest with
Good.
You.
Good. Well, welcome. It's Wednesday. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne.
And hey, guys, I am your co-host, Chelsea Sark-Jones.
The dynamic duo. We're
yes,
here. We're
again.
Strong. It was a great episode.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah, there was lots to. We have lots to cover tonight.
Yes.
We have a fabulous fashion segment for you guys. We have news and gossip that might get people a little riled up. Chelsea doesn't even know about it. I'm just blindsiding you tonight.
I've been really digging for news and gossip.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to hear you.
And we have some tweets too.
Tweet elite elite.
Tweet elites from some friends. So let the sparkle begin. We have a lot to dive into. It's a continuation episode. The Morgan letters were touched. Were they real? Like,
according to everyone else, they weren't. And I guess it makes sense that they weren't, right? Because that house was from the, like, 18th century. So, like, if they were real, they would have literally fallen apart if someone touched
them. This whole thing was so confusing. When Ramona's right, that's when you know it's, like, totally
out of line.
She predicted this. She warned all of us.
Yeah.
This is not right. She's not right. She's spiraling out of control.
Ramona.
She's going to go off the deep end.
Yeah. Her being the voice of reason is definitely, like, you should know something
yeah.
is off when she's the voice of reason.
Exactly.
But I did find it funny that she took total offense with Bethany swooping in, trying to calm Sonia down. She wasn't even there. She doesn't even know what's going on.
And it's fine, though. It's fine. She just whisked her away. It's fine. Okay. And Bethany's like, everything's not a 10, okay? Like, relax. But it worked. Like, Bethany did calm her down.
Yeah.
And then Barbara trying to jump in, like, it's not scary, it's emotional. I'm like, what is happening?
I love how quickly everyone shuts Barbara down immediately.
Oh,
like,
my God.
As soon as she says something, they're like, no, Barbara, you don't know. You're not around. Like, you're not a part of the group.
In.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You cannot sit with us. Like,
you are not going to get another apple.
Like, go away. And it's just like every time it warms my heart to
or
know.
Get an apple.
Yeah. Like, and I think it was even, it was someone that knows her, not Sonia. I don't know. It was one of her friends. And they're just like, no, you're wrong. Butt out. You're not involved.
It's
and it's
too,
just like,
it's too aggressive.
I'm not with her.
Let's have some fun, you know, like it's supposed to be a party. Let's get naked or just get on some lingerie, even if you're the only one. So Ramona comes down hoping to get something from someone. I don't know. Thank you to Dorinda for finally validating my observation. The chef is totally gay.
Okay, so you said this last week
yes,
to me. I think we
did.
Were off camera and you said bare naked as in like bear,
yeah,
B-E-A-R, bear.
Yeah,
yeah.
Growl.
Okay, I get it. But like I didn't it I thought it was B-A-R-E bear, like bare
like,
naked.
Like so bare naked.
Yeah, exactly. So I got confused, but now that I know that there's a spelling
yeah.
like difference and then it what you said, because you're always right, you're the voice of reason on this panel. Now I get it. So yeah, you're right. He bats
so
for
romantic.
For the other team.
I knew he
so
was gay.
Romantic.
So thank you for Dorinda. Like, I don't know what Ramona thought was going to happen, but you know what did happen? The disco happened afterwards. I don't know why the cameras left so early.
I don't know why either. Maybe they like the like going rogue. Like cell phone footage, like they feel like it's
know.
A little bit more.
Well,
authentic.
Bethany always will provide.
Yeah, and she did. It was great.
She always will deliver with that cell phone footage, and even if she has to make an assistant say, you know, like here, follow me around while I cry in my apartment.
I did love Sonia's humping of whatever the inflatable glittery thing was.
Yeah, she humped everything.
She
the
did
air, the pool table, Bethany.
Love her. She was a total
Luann,
mess.
Bethany.
but going back a little bit, I also did love Bethany saying like, despite all of her flaws, yeah. if she were to come back in another life, it would be as Ramona. Because she just gives no F's. Like, really, 60-something years old, she comes down in a fucking teddy.
Yeah.
Like, no.
In
no.
a thong.
Yes.
No, and flashed everybody.
She had a great bump for her
like,
age.
Her body is amazing, but it's like, calm down. It's you know, not perfect.
Yeah, okay. I'm here for it.
No, I think she does look incredible for her age, but she does need to cool it. I don't know. I whatever happened, it all was good in the morning. It's like a party should go. Like, there should be nakedness. There should be kissing. Mm-hmm. God. Oh, man. Yeah, there should be lots of that. And it all should be good in the morning.
Are you okay?
I visibly jumped with that whip. I can't wait to watch the playback. I literally got scared. That was hilarious. All right. Well, you know what? Yeah, it's all good in the morning.
Except for Barbara.
Barbara couldn't wait to get out of there, apparently. She was, it was understandable.
What? That she's not fun enough to fit in with the rest of the girls?
No, they didn't make it fun for her. They made it really hard for her to have fun.
How? By getting drunk and having a good time? Luann should have been the one to go to bed early. Everyone's like wasted. And
if you're going to spend all that time with them, you could have given them 4 more hours. Yeah. That's when they get fun, when they're like really belligerent.
Yeah, just don't come on to Bethany and Luann and you would have been fine.
Yeah, because Sonia is a jealous bitch. Sonia was going to
pull your hair.
Oh my God. Well, regardless, I want to talk about something that really made me happy. Because it was just something different that we've never really discussed on The Real Housewives of New York. In the morning, during Dorinda and Bethany's power walking session, Bethany starts talking about how she is getting signs from the other side. And I, totally stan and totally believe in this.
Yeah.
I should have my own ghost show. Thank you very much. I really do believe in signs from the other side. I do believe that the signs are all around us and we just choose to ignore them. Or we just don't see them because we're too oblivious or we're distracted. Mm-hmm. But the signs are always there. I feel like there are spirit guides and they're guiding us to our destiny, that sometimes we derail ourselves with our own crazy lives and work and the stuff that is very demanding or toxic people or obstacles. So I do believe that our loved ones send us signs sometimes. And I thought this was really nice. Let's talk about this.
You know, I definitely agree with you that signs exist. Like, I have my grandpa pass away not too long ago, and there's things that have popped up since then. And it's just I know he's there with me. I just felt like this sign was really spot on, and it made me question behind it. Yeah, I was a note saying how great she looked, signed Love D.
At least it didn't say his full name.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I was this is so bizarre. This is so spot on.
But she swore.
On Bryn's life, so I mean.
Oh, did she swear? I didn't want to say that because I wasn't sure.
She did swear on Bryn's life that
people are swearing on all sorts of children's lives and all the franchises right now.
You can never really trust that. But, I mean, I believe her. It just feels like it's so eerie that how specific it was.
She says that she used the word spectacular too.
Yeah, he would say that about her. And
I loved it. Well, I love that Dorinda also totally believes in this sort of stuff, and she had some stuff. But I don't think we actually heard anything. But I'm glad that Dorinda alluded that her and Luann are back together, even though we didn't really kind of see them have this great bonding session. Apparently everything was fine.
I mean, I felt like things were fine, but I do back to Bethany and Dorinda. I really they are bonding over this whole loss thing, and I do like that Bethany is confiding in her because she's such a strong, independent woman that we don't really see her talk to anybody about much anyway. So it's nice that she has Dorinda at least.
Yeah, because when she brings up Richard in front of anybody else, they all freak out. Yeah. So at least they have each other to talk about.
Yeah, and it's sweet. It's a nice relationship. But it with is Dorinda nice. And Luann, I mean, I feel like them talking in the room without Barbara being present and it just being them two, it definitely helped. And I felt like there wasn't tension for the rest of the weekend between the two of them,
And we just want them to get back together.
Yeah, and it felt good and it felt right and it did feel like they were back together. So, I mean, I really liked it. But, guys, before we move on to our next topic, I just wanted to say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of Talk TV. For us to continue to grow, we do need your help. So, if you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. I love being here every Wednesday night with Leanne and gabbing about the Housewives. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes.
Much love and appreciation. Talking to you, Tabitha Roadhouse.
Yes, we love you guys in the live chat. Hi, everyone's a little quiet tonight, but we see a lot of you guys watching. Hi.
Hello.
Get in there and say hi to me. We love you guys. Yeah, you know what? Like, Dorinda was, she had daggers for Barbara.
Yeah.
Like, the speech was totally hateful. Totally loaded. The fish speech.
Oh,
like,
at so, the Sparkle Party? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into that. I see you guys already talking about it in the live chat, so just stay with us. You know, Ramona replied all to this email about the Sparkle Party with a very bitchy question that obviously could have been Googled, but... What is Sparkle? Like, really?
Do you think it was bitchy or just, like, naivety? Like, my thoughts is, like, as a 60-something-year-old woman, you should know what sparkly means.
Oh, come on.
And a daughter that's in college, like, you should know what sparkly is.
I would have said, we didn't mean to actually send you that invite. You don't know what sparkle is. Get out of here.
Yeah, and the whole reply all, too, is just, like, come on. Like, you should know at a certain point in life, you don't press reply all.
I hate people that do that.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be involved. Like, or it's the same with group chats.
Yes.
Don't put me in a group chat, and don't put me in a big mass email chain and reply all this stuff.
If you're going to do a group chat, let it just be, like, very minimum. Send the text out announcing whatever's happening. If you have a question, text that person separately.
Oh, but you know what's the worst? Is when you put me in a group chat with numbers that I don't know.
Yes.
And you say, please, if you have questions, reply to me separately. And these idiots still reply in the group chat.
And that's why I don't know you. That's why I don't know that number.
That's why we're not friends.
Exactly.
That is why we are not friends.
I don't mess with you. I'm like Cardi B. I just don't F with you.
No. No. Ramona, get the message.
I hate dumb people.
I do too.
Ramona's not even, it's not that she's dumb. She just is on a whole different planet. She should be studied.
She's
there's a level of oblivion there.
Yeah, she's just not on planet Earth is what Ramona is. She's just spacey.
Yeah,
spacey.
My new thing is vodka. With
and a wine glass and ice.
Lots of ice,
can
please.
Can I have a straw? I don't like putting lipstick on the glasses.
Sounds kind of good, actually. Well, let's talk about something that I... really didn't see coming. Like, we saw previews of it, but I didn't think I was gonna feel like as I do. Like, I feel really bad for Tinsley. Her dad died horribly and very tragically. Her trauma is carrying over into her friendships. She needs counseling, and Luann's actually right. Like, alcoholism is a disease, and it was nice that Luann offered to go with her.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this scene before we get into the Sparkle Party.
You know, I think... So, okay, I'm going to put my producer hat on. I realized her dad passed away, like, 3 years ago. So when she first came on the show, I'm assuming that's around the time he passed away.
Why wouldn't we get to talk about that immediately?
Why did we wait 3 years to learn this about her? Because that would have totally humanized her earlier. And I think she would have been a lot more of an intriguing character.
I mean, I think
we
knew her dad died, but I don't know. Like, did we?
I don't think we really did. Honestly, I don't think we did. We knew Dale. Like, I thought maybe her parents were divorced or her dad was just like, I don't think we knew anything about her father. We didn't know much about her backstory except for the fact that she was married, got arrested, and had some domestic abuse with her ex-boyfriend.
This is crazy.
So it was like, watching this, like, I really felt for her. And I was like, why didn't we know this sooner? Like, our whole narrative on her could have been so different.
Totally.
Had we known this information sooner. And, like...
She's like a child. She literally is. Messed up in the head.
She is.
And all of it makes sense now.
Yes. And you feel for her. And, like, it is sad to, like, I don't know. It was very sad. And I was actually very surprised on how Luann took in the information and gave her advice and tried to explain, you know, alcoholism because it is a disease. But then it is also nice to see something on Tinsley's side and how, like, the family, like, how that affects the family, you know? So I thought it was a really nice scene. I thought it was a really nice moment between the two of them. And I wish we would have seen the side of Tinsley
totally.
A season ago, 2 seasons ago.
Alcoholism is a disease. I do feel like she does need counseling, as we said. I think it was very nice of Luann to offer her resources. Luann isn't just pulling this stuff out. Obviously, she just went to rehab. She's fresh off the boat with this kind of information. I'm sure she was probably repeating something verbatim that was said to her.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not your fault. Like, you have a disease. Like, you need to overcome this.
For
like,
sure. And I also think that it's, I mean, for people that are involved with addiction, whether it be like a friend or a family member, or just like, I feel like the whole persona or the stereotype of addiction in general is that it is a choice, when it's so much deeper than that. Like, how people also think about mental health being like issues, like depression is a choice or anxiety, whatever. Like, no, there's a lot more things that like go on within that, like in your mind, that forces those things. So I thought it was like, yeah, she probably has been coached by her therapist and rehab centers and whatnot.
Very recently.
But yeah, very recently. But like, it is true, like what she's saying.
Totally.
Like, you know, and so I was actually very surprised at how she reacted
to it. She handled it well.
Like, she could have taken offense to it, because Tinsley was like, it's hard for me to be around you. Like, I feel like you choose this lifestyle. Like,
yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it was big of her.
Go the Countess. Go the Countess. Well, Bethany is a hot mess with an IV running into exes and stuff. I mean, she's bumpy skin, but no matter what, she's horny. She's getting prepped for her party, and it's been a lot of, you know, stuff to juggle. She's a very busy woman, so, you know, she needed an IV. I personally have never had one. It's very LA. People get them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Rinna just had one on Beverly Hills. Speaking of, I'm wearing my Lisa Rinna duster.
QVC, honey.
Thank you, Housewives Royalty. Make sure to tune into our fashion segment in just a couple minutes. But yes, let's talk about this. Bethany getting an IV. Would you ever get an IV to get vitamins into you and to have energy and to be focused?
For like a hangover IV? Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God. I hate needles.
Oh,
you're
love
insane.
Oh, I didn't even think of needles. I love needles.
What? Love needles?
When I was
a kid. Are you a masochist?
I mean, who knows? When I was a kid, my mom like never had issues with me like going to the doctors and like having to get shots. Yeah, I would always like, here you go. I even got blood taken like a couple weeks ago. I was just watching.
I'm going to get weak and faint.
Very intrigued by it. So yeah, I would definitely do that. I'm going to a bachelorette party in a month. So yeah, that would be a nice use of an IV.
Oh God, no, that's so bad. I can't. Oh, no
issue
no.
with it.
For it. Yes, I see you guys in the live chat. Hi, Mike Bowman. Hi, Annie Walker. Yes, losing a parent is extremely hard. I don't think you ever get over it. I've personally lost a parent, and I don't think I'll ever get over it. It's something that I think I'm still messed up from
it.
So we're not, you know, saying she's the only messed up person. We are all messed up.
Yeah.
Trust
no, it's definitely hard. I'm just a little bit curious as to the timetable, too, and like when her dad passed away and when she started the show.
Yeah.
Because she said 3 years ago, and this is her third season. So I wonder if
it happened.
That
is kind of crazy. We should explore that. I think we'll bring that up probably at the reunion.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as IV stuff goes, I mean, get some Pedialyte. What are you, crazy?
Coconut water is also good. Yeah. Gatorade.
I love some good mineral water if you want to replenish your minerals and stuff. Some Topo Chico.
The hardest part is the headache for me. Like, I don't know how to get rid of the headache right away.
It's called two Advils.
But, like, I don't know, I guess. But, like, when it's, like, a really pounding one, like, you just got hit by a train.
Cannabis.
Okay. Some CBD oil?
No, I didn't say CBD oil.
You have to do the cannabis. Okay.
CBD oil is for, like, people that are really in pain and they rub it on their bodies or, you know, they want to, like, really relax and stuff. But I think if you... you want to get rid of like a headache and stuff, definitely smoke and relax. Okay. And it's definitely a hangover cure.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God. We're like talking about ghosts and cannabis. Ooh, and like
lessons learned.
There's just lots of things happening over here at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure to tune us in. Make sure to DM us. Let's get into our fashion segment. We have a photo for you guys of the Sparkle Party. The ladies of New York City have come together. Bethany has invited them because she's insane. Like, who has a housewife's dinner party? Good thing Ramona was leaving early. Let's pull up the photo. These are the women.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I love it. Wait, where's Barbara? Oh my God, she took the photo.
No, she wasn't there yet because Luann's not in it either.
Well, Luann was an hour and a half late.
Yeah, I think Barbara got there right or before Luann. But I mean, this is the photo that I love.
I love Bethany's pants.
Her pants, the top is a maze.
Yeah,
I actually really love Tinsley's dress.
I don't know about the belly button. Like, I mean, it does look
it's very
chic.
Like early 2000s.
I don't like a belly button showing. Like, it's very 90s. But I do love the pants.
I'm into it.
I like if the. Well, maybe, I don't know.
I'm into it. I
need to see the back.
I think it covered, it was a covered back.
Ramona looks good. Dorinda looks okay.
Sonia looks a little matronly.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Tinsley looks like a Barbie as usual.
I think this is the best outfit I've seen Tinsley in, though.
Yeah, it's very fresh.
It's very fresh. I liked it. It was kind of a scoop back.
The hair is the same as usual.
She could have done a cute updo, but I don't know. Maybe her face can't carry it.
Personality is the same as usual. She's like a piece of bib lettuce.
Lord, and here we are just giving a credit job just like 5 minutes ago.
All right, well,
took that away.
Let's go back. Like, you know, Luann is the last one. The cabaret is here. Dorinda starts to turn and starts to come for Barbara. You know, Barbara says, I'm not baiting or biting. Like, there's no sharks around here. Shark Week was last week and I'm over it. Like, I'm not going to give in to your little thing. I'm surprised the Countess didn't say, oh, she's starting to turn, because she really was.
You know, I kind of thought maybe they took this out of context a little bit. Like,
I
was wondering, because it felt like it came so far out of left field. Like, I was wondering if that was, like, a topic of conversation earlier in the night. And, like, she was making, like, a sarcastic joke about it when she was making her toast.
This is maybe classic I'm also Giovanni all over
a
again.
A Dorinda apologist, so.
Come on. This is Giovanni all over again.
Like, I guess. But, I mean.
Dorinda had a problem with Luann and then went to the show and then it came out during the show. Giovanni! Now, since Barbara inserted herself in the Dorinda-Luann drama and, you know, she pissed her off in her apartment. Now Dorinda has a beef with Barbara. So as soon as she saw opportunity and she had some drinks in her, I'm going to talk about it, even if it's in a really passive-aggressive speech that was totally unnecessary.
I mean, I'm here for anything that makes Barbara feel uncomfortable. So, I'm
well,
okay
with
this. Well,
that kiss made me uncomfortable, not because it was two women. I just don't think they were that hot kissing together.
No,
and
it wasn't.
They had just eaten, and I'm pretty sure Barbara had something in her teeth while they were kissing. Like, it just was not the business. But I appreciate Bethany committing, because it's about commitment.
She was Bethany definitely committed. I think it also, I mean, we've been hearing a lot of rumors about Barbara, you know, dipping her toe in the lady pond lately. So I think it definitely meant a lot more to her than it did to Bethany.
She was beaming afterwards.
Oh, yeah. She, like, found
she
a new
like,
life.
She was, like, giddy. She was laughing.
Found
like,
a new life.
She was like, Dorinda, who?
You know who wasn't giddy?
Sonia.
Oh, she was pissed.
She was so jealous.
I loved it.
She's like, Bethany is mine. I have been trying to hit that for seasons. In Mexico, I declared my love to her. I told her that I wanted to go downtown. Downtown. Just listen to the music. Okay, sorry. Ramona is absolutely insane. She was making me laugh tonight, though. She just is ridiculous. Tinsley, she ain't no freak. Come on. Sonia was reading her to filth and I was loving it. Because Tinsley, come on. That is a really accurate description. They're probably in the dark going,
Yeah. I am curious,
Scott,
of what Tinsley's freak meter is.
I'm like,
what would you give her?
Well, like, there's going to be two things we're going to talk about Tinsley right now. How much of a freak she isn't right now. And then we're going to discuss the whole, he's going to kill me. Like, what is this? Sleeping with the enemy? Like, I don't see him. I don't know. Is there another side to him? All right, let's go back to the whole freak thing first.
Okay.
Do you think that she's a freak? Come on. I don't think she's a freak at all. She seems very vanilla. I'm sorry.
I think, I was going to say something. I think she maybe has two or three good positions under her belt.
She's
two
like,
or three solid that she really could rock.
She probably does missionary the whole time.
That was one of them.
And then she probably is like, I'm going to ride you because I want to look at you.
That's the second one. That
and then he's like, bent over, I don't want to look at you.
That was what I meant.
We are so naughty tonight. If there's any men listening tonight, hello. I'm just kidding.
But before we move on, Dorinda's phone sex.
Oh my God. Was horrible. She should be fired.
It was Cynthia Bailey adjacent.
Oh like, my God.
I lived for it. Like, that was all I was saying. I was like, this is so
really
Cynthia Bailey.
I can't wait to have fun with you and get close to you.
We should really carve some time out for one another.
Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, John.
She didn't even try.
I would have been like, you sex. Oh, yeah. It was bad. I would have been like, John, listen here, you big, sexy juice ball. You are like a big butterball turkey, and you are the dry cleaning king, and I'm going to be your queen tonight, and I have to serve my king. So come on over here so I can just get you out of those clothes and take care of my king. Because you're the dry cleaning king. You know what I mean? Like, she could have given him anything. She gave him nothing.
I wish she was watching.
She's just as bad as Tinsley.
I think she's a freakier freak in the sheets.
Dorinda?
Like, oh, yeah.
Well, you have to get her, like, really, really drunk, and then John does her for, like, 7 hours.
I think...
Ramona. He says he likes to get you really drunk, and he likes to do you for 7 hours.
God.
Oh, that was a little Anna Coulson thing. Like, yeah, okay. Let me just check the live chat. Hi, yes. Luann was uptown. Oh, come on. Waiting for her hover car. We all came from uptown, okay? Because no one lives downtown except for Bethany. Because she's hip and cool.
Yeah, I don't get housewives being hours and a half late to things. Like, I just don't.
Living uptown, too, has its perks. Like, I don't personally like to go uptown. But then when I do go up to, like, the Upper West Side to go to, like, you know, the theater up there. I think there's a theater up there that I always like to go to. And yeah, it's like fabulous. It's off New Amsterdam.
But I mean, it's not even just the New York woman. I mean, across every franchise, like, everyone's notoriously late to things.
No, they're and just punctual.
I don't get it.
Like, Luann is the freaking manners queen.
Like, yeah, I just don't get it. Like, especially if you live somewhere that's far, like, and you've lived in New York for so long, like, you should know how long it's going to take you to get from point A to point B and plan appropriately. Like,
and everybody knows, like, if you're stuck in that kind of traffic, you throw the money at the cab driver and run into the subway like Carrie Bradshaw does in that episode of Sex and the City.
Duh. Come on.
All right. Well, let's talk about this game time. Dorinda has been fired from the sex phone operator, and we're moving on to Tinsley. I dare you to call Scott. Oh, my God. It's, like, so crazy. Come on. Like, Tinsley had a crazy reaction. I could see him going, like, I wouldn't appreciate, like, being put on, like, you know, a speakerphone on TV. But I feel like if you navigated a certain way, you could have played it off. Like, you really had to, like, get into this crazy, like, mode.
Okay, so this is what I think. Because I tried to, you know, put myself in the situation. Like, how would Dustin feel if I were with a group of friends and I called him and said some sexy things? I think he would really appreciate it. But I think with her situation and, like, evaluating so far what we've seen this season, we haven't seen Scott. Scott came on last season for a couple of episodes. He was very prominent the first season she was on. We haven't seen him at all. Like, I think he is tired of the housewives. I think he is tired of his relationship kind of being, you know, on display, and he doesn't want to be involved in it. So I think her reaction to whatever, like, something that we think is just so, like, basic.
Comes
from a place of her knowing that he wants absolutely nothing to do with the show that she's on. And had she called him while he knows that she's filming, like, he would have been
pissed
because maybe that's a conversation that they had about her. Like,
then be real about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Be real about it. Be like, look, we're on a TV show. He wouldn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want our relationship to be the topic of conversation on a reality show.
But
that's probably why our relationship hasn't progressed.
It's exactly why, and it's her fault, and I don't think she's, like, reflective enough to, like, look within.
It's totally her fault.
Yeah, because, I mean, she put it 0 to 100 and got
I'm
way
just saying,
too.
Like, when you're 100% real about it, like, maybe as audience members, we would just be like, man, like, Tinsley is, like, totally in this because she likes him, like, she loves him, even though it's a bad situation, but at least she's, like, being real about it and yeah. saying, like, I'm putting myself out there, like, I really want to be loved by this man, and he's not loving me, like, isn't that messed up?
Yeah.
But instead, she's over here, like, covering it up and, like, acting all weird and saying, like, he would kill me! He would kill me! Like,
yeah,
go smoke that. I didn't know she was a cigarette smoker.
I didn't
smoker
know she was
either.
A cigarette
so
smoker
gross.
Either. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite enjoy that.
And you can't talk about, like, sex. I think, like, smoking a cigarette is way dirtier. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't, there's something off about it. It's very off-putting.
Oh, my God. Mike Bowman in the chat just said something so interesting. I'm sorry.
Which part? The freak factor or the coupon king?
Yeah. That makes so much sense. Scott didn't mind using the show to promote his coupon company.
He definitely didn't mind it.
Absolutely. I was going to say he chose to come on the show first season, too. Like, he was invited by Carol. Like, he chose to come on. The fact that something flourished from that, yeah. I think he just went for it because he didn't. It was really easy. Like, she kissed him on their first date within, like,
yeah,
30 was, minutes of meeting together.
Yeah, she did. I mean, it was very easy. I just think that there was something about it where it's just like, as a guy,
it's
when
a lot.
A girl comes on so strong, like, it is a lot. And I do think he used the platform to plug his coupon business, but it also is just like, yeah, I'm going to date you for a little while to get what I need out of this, and now I'm going
to,
like,
she needs to
move
I got, on.
Yeah, she does.
She needs to move she on. Does. Like, girl, you're on a reality show. You're on TV. Like, you could literally be with some hot 25-year-old right
She's New York City elite society.
Even
you know,
if,
society.
Like, it's
like, yeah.
surface, you could be getting some, like, amazing physical things out of it. Or you could, like, find a really, like, successful businessman that wants to take care of you. Like, here's the thing about Tinsley. Like, she is one of those women. And, like, I think Bethany, as harsh as it was to say that she sets back women, I do believe she has some sort of validation to this. Like, she is the kind of woman that only knows the man.
Yeah.
Like, a man is all she knows. She's literally just being strung along. She's just waiting to be plucked from New York by Scott. Like, it's never gonna happen. She needs to find herself. She needs to find her purpose.
Well,
I don't know,
like,
if it's the charity work, but, like, she needs to find herself. She's lost.
She is lost, but I also, like, I don't know if I say, like, to her defense or in her defense, but from another side of it, I guess, different perspective, is she's always, she grew up rich, she grew up wealthy, she grew up with men protecting her, her father. She grew up, wasn't her first husband, did they meet in high school? Like, she's always been in a relationship with somebody that's been taking care of her.
Yeah.
So, like, just, now she's in a place where she's 40. She's almost 40.
And she's seriously,
and she's
like,
just
a child
now,
inside.
Yeah, and because she's always been
it's bad.
Brought up in a way in which everything was handed to her. And I mean, that's not an excuse, but I think that's where it comes from. Like, she just doesn't know how to fend for herself.
Well, Bethany breaks her. Bethany breaks her. She needs to be rescued.
She does.
Grown woman.
She does.
But I do feel like a man is all she's ever known.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, dissolves there. You know, Dorinda and Barbara, there is a little round two with them.
Whenever Dorinda starts going like this, I start, like, I feel so good inside. The hands go. That
butt out.
Yeah.
Okay, you little busy bee, you need to butt out. And
you're,
she's like,
instigating.
Make me.
Oh, you wanna fight?
Maybe she just doesn't want friends. Maybe she just doesn't want friends. She said maybe she doesn't want to be friends. And then maybe she doesn't want friends. Tinsley was just having a nervous breakdown and Dorinda's drunk, holding on to everything.
But this,
like,
is
relax.
What I mean with, like, people sit, like, they, I feel like the core, the originals, the ones that, you know, are on the show, are getting the sense that Barbara just isn't working out. So whenever she says something, they're just, like, immediately, like, or maybe they're just, like, the new girl, like, they're giving her a hard time or whatever. But it's just, like, every time she has an opinion, everyone, like, is like, no, you're wrong.
I don't think she fits in.
She doesn't fit in.
And
she
I think
definitely
she's a really nice
in.
Person and stuff. And she's, yeah, she's cool. But I like that she is, like, real about things, but I don't know. She's just not a good fit. You have to be a little bit more loony. Let's get into news and gossip because we have a lot of things to talk about before the show ends. AfterBuzz TV News. Yes, speaking of Tinsley, not only does she set women back, That's so mean. But you know what? Her Photoshop skills are really, really bad. Like, get an Instagram gator, run your stuff. What is this picture? Uh-oh. All right. Now, we're looking at this photo. Okay. Obviously, what is the most obvious about it? She looks like she's 4 pounds, right?
She's very thin.
How tiny is she? Let's zoom in. Look how skinny she is. But here's the bad part about it. This is not normal Tinsley. She completely Photoshopped herself. Look at how the door is warped. The door is not straight.
Yeah.
If you zoom out a little bit on the left, the doors on the left are totally warped as well. They're not supposed to be at an angle like this. It's curved.
Yeah.
Like, everything is messed up in the photo. You could tell it's been warped by Photoshop. Like, why are you...
Why make yourself skinnier than what you already are?
You already look tiny in general. Like, get some really... Get a college gay to like run your Instagram account and make you look fabulous and stuff. He'll go through your selfies and
maybe
pick something out.
Maybe she tried to make
good.
Herself look hippier.
I don't know. It just looks really bad. And the other thing that we have going is, you know what? Game of Thrones just started.
Yes.
And you know what? We're the House of Frankel. Get off my jock.
I love it.
Okay, because... It's basically the same thing. It's all a bunch of fighting and a bunch of slaying, and there's just bodies left over at the end.
House of Frankel. I love it.
Yes. Let's get into our tweet section. We have some tweet friends. Tweets, tweets, tweets. We have some tweets that we want to shout out, some friends. Our first is Christian Snow. Hello, boo. He said tonight, Dorinda, see you at Home Depot. That was freaking hysterical.
That was the best.
Which basically alludes, you're a butch lesbian, and I'm calling you out on it. Making out with Bethany? I'll see you at Home Depot. Don't come for me. I've had like 25 glasses of wine with ice in them.
I was here for it, yeah.
Let's move on to the next tweet that we're featuring tonight. Which comes from our friend, can you zoom in a tiny little bit? Raven at Mainly Bravo. And she says, Dorinda with the shady toast, I am here for it. And it's Tamar clapping, if you can't see. Make sure to send us your tweets to me at Hollywood Leanne, hashtag AfterBuzzTV. If you want to be featured in our tweet section, we will post your tweet on the show if it's fabulous and relates to New York.
I love me some Tamar. She was recently on Watch What Happens Live.
Yes.
Did you see it?
She wants to join Real Houses of New York City.
Atlanta,
I mean.
She should.
No, I don't think she should.
No, Watch What Happens.
Boo, she is totally like... Up Nene's butt.
No, get rid of Nene and put her on.
That might work, then.
I'm tired of Nene.
Everyone is.
I'm done.
Make sure to tune in to Real Housewives of Atlanta. We'll be doing one last reunion special this Sunday. And make sure to check out my new show called It's Bravo Bitch here at AfterBuzz TV, Sunday nights at 7, where we discuss our favorite Bravo shows, all the gossip. It gets really shady. We brought up Brandi Glanville's Botox and like her drunken night. Like, it gets really shady. So make sure to tune in if you like the shade that we throw. Zach Peters is on it, DJ Jesse. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne, and I can't do this without my fabulous co-host. She's incredible. She's Chelsea.
Hey, guys. That was really sweet. I'm Chelsea Stark Jones. You can catch me on Instagram at @C_S Jones and at ChelseaStarkJones.com. And I'll be here every Wednesday talking about New York with you. So, yeah.
Yeah. And make sure to tune into her YouTube channel. Where she'll be starting an ASMR video. Right? Someone said that you have such a calming voice. Maybe you should do those videos where they're like, hi, you need to go to sleep now.
I'll think about it.
You should. Your voice is very calming.
I really appreciate that.
And then we could like drink stuff on.
Maybe I should do phone sex voices for
sip the tea.
Yes.
It's always hot.
That was
bye after buzzers.
Bye bye.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.